G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
You and Grant.
We have got some really cool events taking place this weekend, one of which I want to send you to. The MJ Dance Studio is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Yesterday, I got to talk to Maria Sleep all about it. Very excited. Ewan Doidge is back in town. He is going to be on stage as part of the 30th anniversary concert. Sensational stuff. Now, I'd like to send you there. Later on today, I'm going to do that. I'm also going to give you $500 cold hard cash. Not all of you, just one of you. I'm going to do the draw later on this morning. If that's not enough, there is a lot of news going on. We'll do our best to tell you all about it as you start your day. Good morning to you if you're up and about already. Let me know what you're up to. 13:27:10.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. If you are up early this morning and you're one of the people that would be, heading to Narracourt to play bowls, let me tell you, the bowls have been cancelled for Narracourt, forecast for 39 degrees. The ladies' pennant is taking place today, and as a result, it is going to be abandoned. It's going to be too hot to be bowling on the green today. It is a day of total fire ban for the upper and lower southeast today. No fires to be lit in the open until at least midnight tonight. All the details are online on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. We get to talk about the toy drive. We get to talk about $500 cold hard cash. The Triple M Christmas cash call is back, and I am going to give some the chance to win it later on this morning. All thanks to Petstock, Autobarn, Faith Jewelers, Dazza and the team down there, Southeast Batteries, also Red Hot Summer Tour, 40 Winks, Barry Maney Hyundai, Harvey Norman Electrical, and a number of other businesses across the Limestone Coast who are all helping out to make Christmas a little bit better for you. $500, it's got to be somebody later on this morning if you would like to win it. All you need to do, jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. All the details are there.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We're going to catch up with the national news team soon. Katra is going to be in the studio in a moment to tell us all about some of the things that she's going to be following across the day today when it comes to local news. But there is a story that's going around this morning. And it's all about a major breakthrough in the fight against breast cancer. Aussie researchers, my goodness, Aussie researchers are doing amazing things at the moment. We were talking earlier this week about a test, 10-minute test that's going to tell you whether you have any form of cancer. This is something that Aussie researchers are working on. And right now, Aussie researchers reckon that they have successfully shrunk tumours by combining drugs, which is fantastic for the fight against breast cancer. We will find out more about that across the day today.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M. You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M. 963 Triple M. One of the cutest stories that I have seen going around this morning happens to be in relation to the Queen. Now, meeting the Queen at any age has got to be a bit of a hair-raising experience. You'd start to get a little tight in the chest, maybe the breathing you get a little bit light and fluffy, and you'd really get a little paranoid meeting somebody who has been on the world stage for that long. Well, a little kid in Britain, he decided that it was way too much of an ordeal to meet the Queen, and apparently there is vision of him just slowly slinking to the floor and crawling away because he was petrified of the idea of having to meet her in person. It is really cute story, and I thought I'd share it with you this morning. Now, 963 Triple M, got to send out a shout out to Rob and Joe. They are listening nice and early this morning, up nice and early, ready to go to work. It's time for us to catch up with Katra as well, find out what's making news around the Limestone Coast.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, workers at Nangwari's Carterholt Harvey Timber Mill are reportedly locked in campaigns for increased redundancy entitlements. Limestone Coast locals are being urged to begin recycling food scraps. The City of Mount Gambier partnering with Compost Revolution. Officials are putting out the call for residents to stay safe when hitting the water, and the state government has announced a funding boost for music education. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now that is sensational as well, especially after the ARIA win from Scott Maxwell Grant High School. Now on 963 Triple M, one of the big stories going around today, apparently the government is looking at making some changes, or more to the point, the opposition. The South Australian Labor Party are expected to open nominations to find a replacement for Jay Weatherill. Of course, Jay used to be our Premier here in South Australia. He has announced his resignation from the party. It'll be interesting to see who fills those massive shoes when it comes to the Labor Party.
You and Graham
for breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that it was the last sitting day of Parliament yesterday, and as a result there were a lot of things that the Parliament needed to get through, most of which they didn't. Cybersecurity is one of the things you're going to hear more about, though, across the day today. And Luke and Hugh Fernane this morning on the night shift were talking about the issues of cybersecurity for Australia. We're going to talk a little bit about that after news and sport. The issue of Nauru was ignored completely, going to be held over to 2019. Unfortunately, the refugee transfer isn't going to happen till then, which means that anybody that's left on Nauru at the moment is going to have to spend another Christmas there. We are going to find out about all these stories and a whole lot more across the day today. We'll be talking about the Australian Army, who are looking at revamping recruitment processes as well. These are just some of the stories that are making news. Chris Dawson is also in the news, spending his first night behind bars. And Hannah Rose Hamer and the team have got more information on that for us shortly on Triple M.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M. You and Grant. For breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are helping out the Salvos at the moment. A toy drive for Triple M is taking place. We would love donations of new toys and gifts to be dropped in to Triple M's reception. It's very easy to find. Corner of Grey and Commercial Streets is where you can find us. And all the toys will go to the Salvos to help out kids who are less fortunate within our community. Imagine what it would be like to be a kid and to look under a Christmas tree on Christmas Day and to realise that Santa had not left any presents behind. That is just a heartbreaking thought to me. If you can help out across the Limestone Coast, if you'd like to donate toys to the Salvos, you can do so. As I say, new unwrapped toys here at Triple M, corner of Commercial and Grey Streets is where you'll find us. We would love your donations. All going to be done and dusted, though, by next Friday. So please dig deep if you can.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Front page of the Border Watch today. It's all about health leaders backing the Community Sport and Rec Centre. Now on 963 Triple M, there's also talk of a jobs boom host. There's been a seminar that's revealed that bioenergy investment could transform the regional economy, and that would be nice here in the Limestone Coast. We might talk more about that later on this morning. One of the things that's in the national news today, cybersecurity. It's one of the things that the government actually got through the Houses of Parliament yesterday, and what it means is that agencies, when it comes to security and policing, will be able to hopefully scrutinise the message apps that we have on our phones these days. Mobile phones are just incredible. The thought that we have the power of the whole of the human race in our fingertips all the time now is incredible. And the fact that we have such powerful messaging services is amazing, to be able to keep up with family and friends no matter where they are on the entire planet. But it also means that bad people can do some incredibly bad things, and that is why cybersecurity is being talked about. Cybersecurity is also being talked about because the head of the army at the moment is talking about the fact that the army needs to change. Now, these are topics that Hugh and Luke Fernane were talking about this morning on the night shift. Here's just some of what they had to say.
If you want to join the army, the recruiting procedure, does it need revamping?
Well, that's what outgoing Major General Fergus McLaughlin is actually saying. He's leaving as head of the army, and has stated, yeah, look, you know, we actually have to move with the times. You know, it's not just a matter of being able to run, you know, 100 k's or do 100 push-ups with a house on your back. You actually need to be able to, have those people you do still need the infantry to actually, you know, fight a war on the ground. But realistically, so much of wars nowadays are fought in cyberland. And so cybercrime is a massive issue at the moment. Of course, that actually comes back to encryption laws, which have, you know, been passed in Parliament overnight.
I wanted to talk about that. The encryption laws, it was a funny night in Parliament.
Yeah, well, it was indeed. And so the encryption laws, we're basically, it's going to allow law enforcement agencies to force tech companies to crack codes or, you know, communications which are done on, you know, like Messenger and WhatsApp, etc., because that's seemingly the way that a lot of alleged terrorists and criminals are now communicating. But of course, you know, it is also something which I know personally that I use to communicate with my partner and with my family. And it's a brilliant kind of communication process when, you know, you've got family overseas and you just want to have a chat. Now, the federal government is promising that these encryption laws won't be, you know, targeting average Joe and family in regards to, you know, having a listen or having a read in regards to what's happening in the day-to-day life. It is specifically to, you know, hone in on the terrorists. So Labor has actually allowed that to go through. But at the same time, it's just been political games, you know, on the last day, last sitting day. And nothing's happened in regards to the kids in Nauru, which Labor and the crossbenchers were trying to actually force through. And so for that kind of process, we're going to have to wait until 2019 again, because they're not going to be setting for another couple of months.
Now, on 963 Triple M, there are a couple of things out of Luke and Hugh's conversation that I want to at least talk about. The idea that the government has been so bloody slack not to to deal with the issue of Nauru is just beyond me. And everybody in Parliament knew what was going on, that the Labor Party were looking to force through changes, and they still did nothing about it. Now, no matter what you think about the idea of detention centres, what you think of the idea of boat people, I mean, we need to deal with this situation. We can't just be ostriches, put our heads in the sand and go, let's deal with that in 2019. These are people's lives that are at stake, that we're dealing with. And just on the government idea, next year, I was watching the news a couple of nights ago, and the government, in the lead up to the election, are only going to spend a handful of days working in 2019 before they go to the polls. And that, too, is abhorrent to me, to think that there are so many things that our elected leaders need to be dealing with on a daily or weekly basis. And they're just going to essentially shut up shop in the fond hope that the Labor Party or the Liberal Party can get back into power in 2019. It justifies belief and it makes me an angry person, obviously, on a Friday.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, arguably the biggest hit from ABBA, Mamma Mia. Always makes me want to do that head turn thing. Anyway, on 963, you can tell it's the end of the week, can't you? Because I'm just a little bit loopy. Friday morning in the Limestone Coast, day of total five and today for the upper and lower southeast. And I want to know who does great Christmas lights in the Limestone Coast. Have you been cruising around at night and taking a look at some of the fantastic houses that have gone absolutely all out with their Christmas lights? I would love to know where to find them across the Limestone Coast. I've got some great suggestions so far of places that you can visit. That is all online at triplem.com.au. Go to our news page. All the details are there. But if you've got a neighbour, if you've got a friend, if you yourself have gone absolutely nuts when it comes to putting up Christmas lights, not only at your house, but in your garden, you've got all the ornaments going on, I would love to hear from you too. There are a lot of people across the Limestone Coast who do an incredible job of Christmas, and it would be fantastic to be able to have an entire list all online so that mums and dads and grandparents can take a look at some of the amazing jobs that have been done Christmas light-wise across the Limestone Coast. If you'd like to tell me about yours, what you do, jump online, Triple M's Limestone Coast Facebook page. Tell me all the details there and I will put it all together in one handy location. It is 8 away from 7, after 7 this morning. One of the big things going on this weekend is a can drive for Food Bank. Now, it's something that's taken place in the Limestone Coast over the last couple of years. 1,000 kilograms of food they're hoping to have donated from Coles or from in the CBD this weekend. Vince Versace from Food Bank is going to join me later on this morning to have a chat about it.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to drop by in just a second. One of the big stories of the day, Chris Dawson. He has been his first night behind bars. We're going to find out all about what is going on there. We are also going to talk about cybersecurity today. It is a huge story. Laws have been passed overnight in Parliament, last sitting of the House for 2018. When it comes to local news, Karch is going to stop by for a chat as well. And don't forget, today it's a day of total fire ban for the upper and lower southeast. Most of the state is under total fire ban, by the way. It means no fires to be lit in the open until at least midnight tonight. And whatever you do, please be careful if you're touring around the Limestone Coast today.
You and Grant. Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast.
Later on this morning, $500 cold hard cash. Who is going to win it? I don't know, but I am going to do a draw and I am going to give someone the chance to win $500 cold hard cash on me. It is the Triple M Christmas cash call. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier, Mahalia Coffee, Barry Maney Volkswagen, and Barry Maney Hyundai as well. The Red Hot Summer Tour, 40 Winks, SE Batteries, Faith Jewelers, Autobahn, Petstock, the Federal Hotel, Mount Gambier Telstra, Marketplace Gourmet Meats, big shout out to them, Henry Post Jewellers, Sassy Gift Home Living, and a number of really cool businesses across the Limestone Coast. And if you don't get drawn out today, do not fret, because I've got $500 next week and I've got $500 the week after that as well. It could all be yours. All you need to do to enter is to jump online to triplem.com.au, go to our win page. All the details are there.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The one, the only, Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. It was a song that was remade by Martika, if you are old enough to remember that. On 963 Triple M, Food Bank this weekend, there is a massive fundraiser for Food Bank. Vince Versace is on the line to tell me all about it. Vince, good morning.
How you going, Ewan?
Mate, I am fantastic. Now, Vince, you have been instrumental in helping out Food Bank for a long time, but this couple of weeks you've been helping to help out Food Bank a whole heap.
Yeah, we're going to give it a big push tomorrow, Saturday. We're down at the Coles car park, so we're hoping to get as many people as possible calling through and donating goods.
So how much food do you hope to have donated for Food Bank this weekend?
Well, we hope to crack the 1,000-kilogram barrier at Coles tomorrow, but we're going to go right through to the 14th of December, Ewan. So between now and the 14th, we've got a few drop-off places around town, which is on our Facebook page, Versace Home Builders, and if people want to drop stuff off, that'll be really good.
Now, one of those drop-off locations is your place, and you've had a great response so far as well.
Yeah, we've had people calling in and dropping stuff off, and it's been excellent. The generosity of people in the southeast is something to behold, really. You know, people are really give to a good charity. So it's Food Bank touches a lot of people. So there's a lot of scope there for people to donate.
Vince, what are the type of items that we want donated?
Well, probably things like baked beans and those canned harvest foods, but also breakfast cereals, long life milk, and then there's the craft products like the jams and Vegemite and Milo, stuff like that. We through our breakfast program, we do a lot of Weet-Bix and Milo and toast, so we can really do with a fair bit of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And long life items like your pastas and spaghettis and things like that as well can be donated?
Yeah, things like rice and pastas, and yeah, for sure. And we're getting a lot of that dropped off at the moment, that kind of stuff, because it basically lasts forever. So it's great to see people coming in and dropping stuff off like that.
So tomorrow...
It's important to note too, Ewan, that at the moment there's probably about 6,000 people, including 400 breakfasts for school kids every day.
That are being helped by Food Bank.
Yeah. We do 400, I think it was 412 last week we did, like every day, like breakfast programs. So it's pretty huge, really.
It is indeed, mate. And what frightens me is the fact that there is that much need within the Limestone Coast community. And without the likes of Food Bank, where these people would be.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of people are just struggling at the moment just to pay, well, utility bills and their mortgage or their rent, and then on top of that, they've got to put food on the table, and it just towards Christmas, it just builds and builds. So just hope we can get over the line over the next few weeks and get as much food as possible. We're doing the can for can drive, so yeah, so it's all positive.
So tomorrow down at Coles,
big day down at Coles car park tomorrow, Ewan, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. We got the barbecue going, the sausage sizzle. And we hope to collect 1,000 kilograms of food. So,
Vince, good luck with it all. I hope it goes really, really well. How about we catch up next week? We talk one more time to push the can drive before the 14th.
Well, I hope we talk more than one more time, Ewan. But we're going to give it a big shot tomorrow for sure.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M. Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Cybersecurity is something you're going to hear more about across the day today. And an interesting article is coming out of New South Wales at the moment. Apparently public housing is under the spotlight in New South Wales, where the government is saying if you want to keep public housing, you've got to have and be able to keep a job. would like to know what you think about that idea and whether it's something that you think we should be seeing and rolling out here in South Australia. To find out what else is making news across the Limestone Coast, it's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Making headlines in our region, Nangwari's Carter Holt Harvey Timber Mill workers are continuing to campaign. The state government has announced a $7 million funding boost for music education. The city of Mount Gambier has partnered with online platform Compost Revolution, and locals are being urged to stay safe when hitting the water. All of that in sport coming up soon.
What a timely reminder, by the way, especially when we're going to get tops of 36 today. It'd be a nice day, at least for a start, out the little boy.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We're about 2 weeks away from Christmas. Isn't that a frightening concept? One of the things that you can do is jump online to triplem.com.au. We're giving you the chance at some really cool prizes right now. Not only later on this morning am I going to give away $500 cold hard cash with our Triple M Christmas cash call, we're also giving you the chance to escape to the summer beach house on the Gold Coast on us. Now, later on this morning, I'm going to give you more details about it, but you have literally got 1 week left to be part of the draw. So if you're not a Triple M Club member as yet, if you like the idea of being able to spend 5 nights on the Gold Coast, family of four, in the summer beach house for Triple M, you need to jump online. You need to be a Triple M Club member, and you can do that at triplem.com.au. Birthdays are coming up. If you know someone who's celebrating, 132710 is the number to call.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. You and Grant.
So very excited. I'd like to say that I've got $500 cold hard cash in my back pocket, but the boss doesn't trust me that much. So we've got an electronic transfer that's probably going to happen. But the cold hard facts are that $500 is in technically my possession. I get to give it away today. One lucky person is going to win it after eight. Will it be you? If you'd like the chance at $500, not only today, but in the next 2 weeks, what you want to do? You want to be part of Triple M's Christmas cash call. Each and every Friday, me on the phone ringing one lucky person going, guess what? You've got some cash. If you'd like to win it, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page, make sure you enter the draw. I'll see if I can make you a winner from there.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast into the Western District of Victoria as well. It is 963 Triple M, and all thanks to the team at Harvey Norman. We are talking some sport this morning. Milo, what's going on this weekend?
Well, talking Victoria, the Chemist King Lakers, our only interstate basketball team at this stage, pending the decision on the Pioneers.
Now, that's going to take place in the next couple of days, yeah, if it hasn't already.
So they say.
Yep.
Anyway, at this stage, as with everything, including us. Now, the Lakers will head over on Saturday night, and they'll take on the Horsham Hornets, who are on top of the ladder undefeated. And last time they played, it was the Hornets winning 76-72. And, of course, the Chemist King Lakers, 7 wins, 1 loss, a third on the ladder. And then the boys will recharge, recuperate, and then Sunday afternoon they'll take on the Ararat Redbacks, who sit 9th on the ladder, 2 wins and 8 losses. Now, we won't forget the Mac Jagger Millicent Magic Women. They're 3rd on the ladder of 8, 5 wins, 1 loss. They're back in to the boards, and that'll happen at Horsham as well. And Saturday night they'll take on the Lady Hornets, who sit 2nd, 6 wins and 2 losses. And the Lady Hornets defeated the Magic Girls last time over at Millicent, 69-64. So this is going to be a bit of a test, maybe alluding to something down the track. Now, it's going to be hot today, but cooling off tomorrow, of course. And if you're going to play rugby, you want it a bit cooler. And it's the F word finals, Limestone Coast Rugby League. Victoria versus South Australia. 1 Warrnambool Raiders will do battle with the Crowheaders, Blue Lake Knights 4. And that'll all happen at Horsham as well. All go to Horsham this weekend. And the Gundit Jamara Bulls 2nd. And they come from Warrnambool. They will do the business with Narracourt Jets, who sit 3rd. And of course, the winner will head to the grand final in Warrnambool next Saturday. Now, no senior cricket in the Limestone Coast Southeast due to the traditional week end off for the first test versus India in Adelaide. And I know a lot of people do go up for that, seeing a good game so far. Now, talking local footy, the Viola Limestone Coast Women's Footy League, the draw for next season's out. First game, 3rd of February, and at East Gambier will be the first head out. North versus South, new team Cass and Sanford versus Kybe, reigning premiers. Mundalla, the new team versus Millicent. Kalangadu, the new combine, will be their opponent. West, Port Mac United. I'm already going to go with the Demon Roos there, girls. And East versus Glencoe, and Penola will have the bye. Now, North Gambier start training Monday at the Mecca, Vance Tart Park, 5:30, and that'll be under multi-premiership coach Justin McConnell, Mark II, returning to the den there. And of course, no news yet from the Western Border Football League regarding a new president or secretary. And that's really got to start to have questions in respect to the constitution at this stage. But anyway, no doubt they've got that in hand.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Summer Beach House on the Gold Coast. All going on
a summer holiday. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Now, a 963 Triple M with just 2 weeks to go, roughly till Christmas. I am looking forward to a Christmas break, and we are going to get one here at Triple M. I am giving you the opportunity to have an absolutely spectacular one, though. The Triple M Summer Beach House, I would like to send you there. What we've got is a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast. Now, number one, even just that would be amazing, spectacular, fantastic. I would love to go to the Gold Coast, kick around, beautiful beaches, fantastic shopping strips. Oh, just sounds wonderful. But with the Summer Beach House, we're going to throw in a whole lot of other things. We've got all the flights organised. We've got 5 nights accommodation. We are going to throw in $1,000 spending money. Retail therapy, got to love that. We are also going to give you passes to Dreamworld for the kids. Keep them entertained, out of your hair. We're going to give you $500 to fill the fridge as well. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M Club member. Make sure you do it because you get the chance at prizes like this. A chance to stay in the Triple M Summer Beach House on us. Well, really, it's on me, but don't tell everybody that I said that because that just makes me sound a bit narcissistic. Anyway, on 963 Triple M, all you need to do, head to triplem.com.au. We'll give you the chance to win. Al, the captain of the club, next Friday, he is going to be in and he is going to be doing the draw, and you never know, it could be you that wins. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they do not do ordinary.
You and Grant.
Triple M. You and Grant
for breakfast.
It is 963 Triple M, and I tell you what, we have got a fantastic opportunity to make somebody $500 richer. It's the Triple M cash call, and it's time to get it underway on your local 963 Triple M.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Dave, it's you and at Triple M in Mount Gambier. How are you, mate?
Thanks, yourself?
Yeah, good. Hey, Dave. I understand that you might know something about Triple M's Christmas cash call.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, did you enter the draw, mate?
I did.
Wow. Hey, Dave, if I was to give you $500 cold hard cash, what would you do with it?
I don't know. The family would probably have a pretty good Christmas dinner, I'd imagine.
Hey, David, I'm here to tell you Christmas dinner's on me. $500 cold hard cash, it's yours.
Thanks very much, mate.
Dude, what else is going on for Chrissy?
Not a great deal. One of the sons is coming home for Christmas, but apart from that, it'll be pretty quiet, I'd imagine.
Well, David, I'm going to make it a whole lot better for you. The $500 is all yours. Congratulations, mate. Have a great Chrissy on us here at Triple M.
Thanks to you and Triple M.
Now, on 963 Triple M, Dave has picked up $500 cold hard cash. I'm excited about it. There is another two draws that will take place, and it wouldn't be possible, I tell you, without the help of the team at Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central, The Marketplace, Henry Post Jewellers, Regum Country, UFS Chemist, Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, Atwood Shoes, Arena Sports Store, and a host of other really cool businesses across the Limestone Coast. Two draws down, two more to go, $500, the Christmas cash call. It's going to be back on Friday on Triple M.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Talking Christmas lights, I've just had a call from Polly. He's on the line. Polly, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, and how are you?
Mate, I am fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I'm struggling, I'm going good.
Hey, mate, you all set for Chrissy?
Yes, we're off to Adelaide, up to our daughter's place. We're going to spend Christmas up there, and we'll come home for New Year.
Oh, mate, sounds wonderful. Now, I was talking Christmas lights earlier today, and you reckon you've found maybe the best set in the Limestone Coast?
I've never seen anything like it, Ewan. They're in the house right alongside the Roseville Deli. It's absolutely an amazing setup they've got. They've got the roof done, they've got the pathway done, and they've got all the... I've never seen anything like it. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, Polly, mate, I'm going to have to check it out tonight, I reckon. And for everybody across the Limestone Coast, across the road from the Roosevelt Deli, Commercial Street West, mate.
Alongside you.
Alongside? Mate.
Alongside, same side as the Roosevelt Deli.
Awesome stuff. And well worth looking at, you reckon?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Hey, Polly, always great to catch up. Mate, if I don't talk to you beforehand, you have a great Chrissy, all right?
You too, buddy.
Now, on 963 Triple M, if you know of somewhere that's got amazing Christmas lights across the Limestone Coast, I want to know about it. Jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Let us know all the details there. A photo if you've got one as well. Or give me a buzz. 13 27 10 is the number.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Day of total fire ban today for the upper and lower southeast. Most of the state, in fact. No fires to be lit in the open till at least midnight tonight. We're getting close to Christmas, of course. And then 2019 is just around the corner. 2019 is going to be absolutely huge, especially for the old jail. And James joins me on the line to have a chat about exactly what is going on. James, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Mate, I am fantastic. 2019, are you looking forward to it?
Yes. A lot of work to be had until then, Ewan, but yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, not only have you got the Red Hot Summer Tour, but you're bringing one of the biggest bands on the planet to the Limestone Coast. How do you do this stuff?
Yeah, no, it's, I guess, being in the industry now for 4 or 5 years, bringing some big shows to Mount Gambier. I've been, the last 4 years, as you know, the Red Hot Summer Tour is sort of demographic of 30-plus, so it was important to mix it up and get something down here that can, for all ages, that the youth can also enjoy. And, you know, to dream and to see something as big as Rudimental, which is probably one of the biggest dance groups in the world, to have them be the only town in Australia as part of the world tour is a huge coup for not only the Limestone Coast and Mount Gambier, but obviously for myself with the old jail.
Now, James, you know I'm talking on Triple M. We are classic hits. Most people won't know who Rudimental are. I had to look it up. Tell me how big this band actually is.
Well, to put it into context, John Farnham, Jimmy Barnes, Noiseworks, Darryl Braithwaite, Icehouse, James Rain, all the big bands that I've brought to Mount Gambier, all of them combined still wouldn't have had as many songs hit around the world. So Rudimental's over 240 million songs worldwide, and they're in the top 50 bands in the world on Spotify. So
they are really a big, call.
Big call. Yeah, no, yeah. It's a huge coup for Mount Gambier and obviously for myself, and hopefully all the young ones can come out with their families and parents, brothers, sisters, and hopefully they can see something that it inspires them to be creative and dream themselves.
Now, mate, talking Red Hot Summer Tour, these are acts that I actually know about. John Farnham is going to headline. It is going to be massive.
Yeah, he's the voice for a reason. You know, obviously he's retired a few times, but the thing about John, his voice is still exactly the same. You know, he sounds like he did in the 80s and the 70s, and it shows because I've already sold over 3,500 tickets for this show. And it's not until April. So, it's a great response. And it's an honour to have big Australian artists like John and Daryl and even Thirsty Merc, Vanessa Amorosi, John Stevens as a fan favourite, especially from my wife. So it's great to get these sort of acts coming to Mount Gambier in the first place.
Hey, James, just talking about, you know, numbers, how many people can you fit at the old jail for an event like the Red Hot Summer Tour?
It just depends. By law, you're allowed 5 people per square metre, but obviously I don't get greedy. I want it to be spacey. I want it to be professional as possible, and I want it to feel like a city show. Mm. So something like Red Hot Summer Tour, where they're a bit of an older crowd, you know, we want space for deck chairs and rugs and things like that. So we sort of cap it at 4,000 for something like the Red Hot Summer Tour, but something like Rudimental, where it's more the younger teenage to young adult, they're more standing up and don't want to lose their spot at the front of the stage. So something like a stand-up general admission show, you could get a lot more than, so maybe 5,000-6,000 I could fit in the paddock, whereas the Red Hot Summer Tour with deck chairs and spacing out with people relaxing and a bit of a day on the green type setup, you know, we try to cap it at 4.
James, for people who still want to go to the Red Hot Summer Tour, as you say, we've got some incredible acts this year coming up in April. How do we get tickets to go along and be part of it, mate?
Ticketmaster on Red Hot Summer Tour. You know, it's a great Christmas present for a loved one. So Ticketmaster will come down to the jail. We've obviously got tickets here as well. I wouldn't leave it too late because, like I said, we're getting close to the sellout. And once we sell it out, I know a lot of people in town sort of think that nothing ever sells out. Well, the Susan Quattro show did, and this one's certainly going to with months to go. So I wouldn't leave it too much later. It's a great Christmas present for everyone. So I encourage people to come down. You don't get shows like this in towns like this very often. So we need to support them, obviously, not just for myself, but for future concerts and shows. Same with the Rudimental show. If we can support both these shows, then bigger international acts will come through, being halfway between Melbourne and Adelaide. So come down to the jail or online, Ticketek, Ticketmaster.
Now, James, I'm going to sound like a margarine commercial, but you need to be congratulated. The work you do to bring bands to the Limestone Coast is just phenomenal. It's something that we wouldn't get to do if you didn't do all the hard work behind the scenes. So thanks from us here at Triple M as well, mate.
My pleasure, Ewan. And just quickly, Ewan, I'd like to just a quick shout-out to the Rec Centre. I'm sort of the only one in town that does these big music shows, but I think the town need to realise that if we vote yes for the Rec Centre, it's not just for sport and recreation. There's an area in there that you can do inside shows for 1,000, 2,000 people. So it opens up the doors for it to have an amazing show like the ones I do at the jail all year round, not just from myself, from other entrepreneurial type thinking businesses. So I encourage people in the next week or two to definitely vote yes. And these shows can happen all year round in an indoor environment rather than being out in the elements.
James, I couldn't agree more, mate. It's going to be a sensational feature for the Limestone Coast, a fantastic space, not only for sport, but for conferences and concerts. And hopefully we get a yes vote from everybody.
Absolutely.
Hey, James, great to talk to you this morning, mate. Thanks for joining us.
You too. Thank you, and have a great day.
You and Grant
for breakfast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking sport. Now, this morning, it's a bit of a where is she now? Because my guest started her netball journey in Mount Gambier with North Gambier as a junior, of course, and fast-tracked down the track. She's one of the recent signings as a training partner for the Suncourt netball team, Sunshine Coast Lightning. Good morning, Sienna Allen.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you again. And your journey continues. Now, you've done your apprenticeship in the Adelaide circuit and with the national underage teams, etc. You played A&L with the Southern Force. Now, you've bobbed up at Southern Coast Lightning. How and why did you end up there for the upcoming season?
The Lightning, we're looking for a tall, young defender, and they rang me and asked if I was interested in moving to the Sunshine Coast. I was attracted to the stable and experienced coaching staff here at Lightning, and the way the club is committed to integrating their training partners into their program, which allows training partners to learn from their experience in your players.
Yeah, and they're ticking all the boxes. Obviously, they won last season's flag, and no doubt there's a process you go through, and it's semi-professional, interview and testing. Just take us through what that involved.
So the whole process for me happened really, really quickly. After I received the phone call, I flew to the Sunshine Coast to meet the CEO and assistant coach. I had a medical screening and a physio screening, but all the fitness testing I've actually done a couple of weeks ago during the first week of pre-season. So the fitness testing Lightning do a little bit different to what I've done in the past, because they have access to the Sunshine Coast University facility, so we train there.
Now you had
nearly
to
every day.
You had to overcome an injury. Now last season, did you feel you got back to your best, Netty, with Southern Force, etc.?
I believe I did. Over the past 12 to 18 months, I've learned a lot about my body and I've got a better understanding about my body. I've also realised the importance of injury prevention and recovery, and I've worked out like what different exercises and training styles and recovery methods better suit my body. And I believe that my body is a lot stronger than it was 12 months ago. But I'm really excited to be working closely with the Lightning support staff to further improve my strength. My fitness.
You're with the
best.
To
allow me to become a more dynamic and agile athlete, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, you're with the best. As I said, it's semi-professional. Now, are you still involved or qualify for the 19s with the national squad, or are you past that now?
No, last year was last year of nationals. So now, for me, it's A&L. Working within, Lightning as a training partner, which is really, really exciting.
Now, pre-season format, obviously with the Sunshine Coast Lightning, that incorporates the Northern Territory Stormers, which is the A&L team play in. Just take us through just a typical week of pre-season so far in preparation.
So a pre-season at the moment, we started about 5 weeks ago, and it's all about building a strong strength and conditioning base. So throughout the pre-season, I'll be training doing every session with Lightning, which I'm really looking forward to. And then when A&L starts, which is when Suncorp Super Netball starts, I'll be playing A&L to get the court time. So I'll be playing two games a week because the season's a lot shorter than Suncorp Super Netball. And then after the A&L's finished, I will be transitioning into the State League, Queensland State League, to get more court time, which would be good, and I'll also be training with Lightning throughout this period as well.
And it'll be all go. You won't be bored, and I know you're working a bit involved with the club, medicos, etc. Now, I've looked into my crystal ball. Sister Naira is still in Adelaide, of course, and she'll suit up with the Southern Force. We may see the sisters Allen on each other in a game in A&L. It could happen.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, she's a shooter and you're a defender, so no mercy.
Yes.
Now, I've been talking to Sienna Allen, and she started a netball journey at North Gambier. She's now a training partner with Sunshine Coast Lightning, which means she'll suit up initially with the NT Storm, and that's got a connection to the NRL Storm rugby team, of course. And Sienna, thank you. Good luck in the next phase of your netty trek.
Thank you very much. You and Grant for
breakfast. It's Along the Coast 963 Triple M. You might have heard birthdays this morning. There is somebody who is going to celebrate a birthday on the weekend. And I wanted to, share the joy. I wanted to say happy birthday to him. Let's see if he's going to answer his phone. You'd think he'd be at work by now, don't you? Talking about Guy, of course, from the afternoons. Celebrating his birthday this weekend. Just want to wish him a happy birthday. He is going to be sad that he missed this call.
Hey, this is Guy. Sorry I missed your call. If you'd like to leave me a message, I'll buzz you back as soon as I can.
Mate, I've got three questions for you. Number one, why aren't you at work? Number two, why aren't you at work? And number three, why aren't you at work? I have just found out that it's your birthday on the weekend. And, well, you know, because I'm the breakfast announcer that I am, I wanted to share the love. I wanted to go, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Guy. Happy birthday to you. Mate, there are going to be so many people this afternoon that call 13 27 10 to give you a huge happy birthday message. I hope it's a great day. And we'll catch you after 12. You and Graham. For breakfast. Triple M, it's almost time for me to wander off. Guy is back, the Savo. Make sure you wish him a happy birthday. His birthday is actually on Sunday. 132710 is the number to call. Don't forget tonight, Carter's Foodland 2018 Christmas pageant is on. Going to be a great night in Narra Court for it. There's harness racing tonight, racing in Panola as well. The can drive for Food Bank is on tomorrow. The markets are, of course, taking place in the Christmas market, the Rotary Christmas Market. It is on Sunday, 10 till 2. Go along and be part of it if you can. And there's a whole host of other things that are on over the weekend. I'll tell you about it on a Facebook video. Look out for it on your Facebook feeds and have a great weekend. Paul's in on Monday. I'm having a long weekend. I'll catch you Tuesday. See ya.